It's Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from State Street this morning. As usual, it's the John and Gordy Extravaganza, or we, as we call it normally, the family show.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How you doing today? How was your birthday yesterday?
Oh, it was great, man.
Yeah, it was your birthday cake?
Oh, you couldn't believe all of the great things I was doing yesterday during my birthday.
You know, Sam and I were going to come over and surprise you, but we forgot.
I'm sad that you didn't, you know. I needed a break from all the research I was doing on the attempted assassination of Trump. I worked hard all day long, and then of course all of that work is I think we've added to the dumpster, have we not?
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what, I lost my outline.
Oh, is that right? Okay,
where is it?
I just was hoping you had a good birthday.
Well,
that's
I did.
All.
I
that's
had
all.
A great. No, you know. No, my kids were great. You know, they wanted to go out and get fast food again, and we did that.
Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
Yes.
What kind of fast food did you get?
Well, it was Chin's again.
Did you get sushi?
They love Chin's, but I got an extra hot version of the meal that I get and my wife got. So,
okay,
we had a very hot Chin's. Asian food.
Did they make you a cake or anything?
Yeah.
I went out and got the cake.
Didn't bake a cake? You went out and bought a store-bought cake?
Yeah, don't they do anything for you?
Did nothing. Did you get a nice gift?
No. The cake is, it's an ice cream cake, so it's a special cake. So we got it at Costco. It's one of that chocolatey, creamy cake of theirs.
Did you get any other gifts? You get nice... You know, clothing?
No, nothing.
Anything?
No.
Tie?
Nothing.
Nothing. What was the last time you wore a tie?
Yeah. I don't need a tie.
All right.
Let me just put it that way.
Well.
No, I don't need anything, and I have everything. You know, when you get this age,
yeah.
You know, you're trying to at least get rid of a lot of things
right.
that you have.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, you know, the first
you're lightening up the load.
40 or 50 years, you accumulate stuff, and then the rest of the time, you're just trying to get rid of it.
Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. Handing off to
a lot of people don't know that, but
it's true.
Can't take it with you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what it's all about.
9 minutes past the hour, it's 69 degrees. Looks like we're going to see a lot of sunshine early and maybe some thunderstorms later today, afternoon.
It really rained the other day, didn't it?
Oh, man. And I guess we're going to get some more heavy rain late today and maybe some heavy winds, high winds, all that stuff.
Yesterday, I went out to the car to go out and do all of my trips to celebrate my birthday. And I noticed that we have a Highlander.
Yeah.
And my wife had left the sunroof open.
Oh, no.
During the entire storms that we had.
Oh, no.
Yes.
How much water did you
have? It was a lot of water.
What do you do in a case like that? So you just had to open it up
we
and dry it out?
We opened it up, but it was very humid, so that didn't help.
Yeah, what can you
this
do?
This is not good, and it's got those heated seats.
Yeah.
So we're wondering about that.
If they're going to work or anything.
I don't know,
Hey, let's check out the high temperature for today, okay? What would you, since you're the birthday boy here, what would you like? Would you like the weather roulette wheel or would you like the lottery balls?
Well, I like the weather roulette wheel because we've got the new marbles.
Okay. Well, let's the wheel and see what the high temperature will be for today. Around it goes. And the first, the number is, it's 86. 86 is the high temperature today.
We've got the lottery balls and the weather roulette wheel.
We need more. Let's build another thing.
It almost seems like we're gamblers at heart.
Yes. Well, the weather is a gamble anyway, right? You never know what you're going to get. And, it is a prediction. It's a forecast. It is kind of like gambling. Chancy. There's a lot of chance involved.
Is this why you became a weatherman,
Gordy?
Sure,
because I'm a rambling gambler.
A rambling gambling man.
That's me. Oh, that's me.
What's the one where you pull the arm down? We don't have
like
that.
A slot machine?
Yeah, a slot machine.
Slot machine, the one-arm bandit.
We should have a slot machine.
That's a weather great idea.
Oh, yes.
Slot machine.
Yes, with just two wheels.
Yeah.
Of course, occasionally you would need the third wheel if it's
sometimes,
100
yes.
degrees.
We'll save that for if it's over 100 anytime.
Okay, well, we'll have to work on
Let's get that one.
Yeah, we'll do some research on that.
Yeah.
Get it done. Okay, let's check out the National Day calendar now.
One winner after the next.
What?
One winner after the next.
Oh, you got it.
I know. We've got it all here.
What day is it today?
Yeah.
Is it or is it not Social Media Giving Day? Is it Get Out of the Doghouse Day? Is it Gummy Worm Day? Is it Water Balloon Day? Is it Tapioca Pudding Day? Is it I Love Horses Day? Pet Fire Safety Day? Or Give Something Away Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Well, that first one sounded really suspicious.
Social Media Giving Day?
Yes.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, it is my guess.
Well, you would be wrong.
What?
It is Social Media Giving Day. Sam, did you pay attention to the list?
I was trying to write down the idea about the slot machine weather thing.
Good. Well, it's not National Water Balloon Day. That would be stupid. Why would they have a day for water balloons?
What was the last time you guys had a water balloon fight?
You know, the thing is, there is probably a day like Water Balloon Day.
It's not today, though. It's not today. That's the whole...
All these days are inane and stupid.
Well, you know, yes, they are. But I think just about anybody can submit days. So
yeah.
We should come up with, you know, we should make a list of all these fake days that I
That's
have,
what I'm thinking. We should.
And start submitting them and see if they take
see
any
what they-
of them. Social Media Giving Day, you know?
And you can fake it, too. You can act like you're some kind of association or LLC.
Why
you know,
not?
You started it and you're a charitable organization.
Yeah, because obviously they don't do any back-checking
no,
on
obviously not.
Any of this stuff. Social Media Giving Day. Today, we're encouraging everyone to use social media to make a difference in their world by promoting charitable giving.
Hmm.
That's a good idea. With Social Media Day, you use social media to promote generosity and kindness through your platforms. Okay? All right? You get the idea?
It's kind of coincidental because Pat Kreitlow was complaining about being a premium member now on X.
That's the only way
we can... broadcast live streaming on X if
you
become a premium member.
Apologies to anyone listening over the app or over the air who usually watches us on Twitter.
Yeah, on their way in.
Just happened over the weekend?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they can watch us somewhere else, right? They can watch us on YouTube, right?
YouTube, Facebook.
Okay, so there are other places you can get us for free. Right?
Yeah, but still, no one goes to those places.
You shouldn't need
places.
To pay for us anywhere.
No, you shouldn't. So they're making money on us,
yeah.
Twitter X, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. They would be.
Bastards.
We're not going to pay that premium price.
Give us a cut.
Wow, this guy's angry.
It's National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. You ever been in the doghouse with Ann?
No.
I think just about every day, it
yes,
sounds
every
like,
day is
lately.
Like that.
Occasionally, we all need a free pass. National Get Out of the Doghouse Day on the third Monday in July offers a fast-track home that we all need once in a while. Who made this up?
I don't know.
Generally, when you're in the doghouse, you have fallen out of favor with someone, usually your spouse or significant other. However, you can also be in the doghouse with a friend or your boss at work. This day uses all those good cliches to get you back in the big house where you belong.
You're in the doghouse now.
That's it. Okay. That's a good song. Who did that song?
This is Buddy Jones from 1939.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Buddy Jones.
Oh, sure.
I've got his greatest hits album.
It's National Gummy Worm Day. You like gummy worms, don't you, John?
Okay. No.
Get a day of recognition July 15th to honor a small candy that kids and adults love. Gummy worms are green and red, but come in a variety of flavors, such as sweet and sour. Okay. We don't care. We'll move on.
I'm so glad you described that one.
How about National Tapioca Pudding Day? Anybody like tapioca pudding?
You added so much depth to the gummy worm day.
Well, you want to see me skim past National Tapioca pudding day. You want that one?
No, that's a great one. Look at that. I'm going to be making tapioca real soon.
Are you?
Yeah, my kids want. They love that tapioca.
Do they really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Does it look as the big delicious as that?
I'm going to go for the big beads.
It looks disgusting.
It isn't. It's custard.
Oh, boy. Tapioca is a starch derived from the cassava root?
Something like that.
While the root looks similar in shape and color to a sweet potato in its natural form, cassava contains cyanide.
Yes.
That doesn't seem good. However, grinding the root down produces a flour or powder used as a thickening agent.
Yep.
Okay, tapioca pudding. Well, let me know when you have tapioca pudding.
All right, I certainly will. I'll bring in some of the arsenic or cyanide.
Cyanide. National I Love Horses Day.
Oh, God.
I think we can imagine what that's about. National Pet Fire.
Well, you know, a lot of girls are into horses.
I know that. Okay. Yeah. Your wife used to have horses, right?
She was one of those girls that was into horses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she showed horses, quarter horses.
Yeah. It's National Pet Fire Safety Day. Pet fire safe. Let's investigate.
What is that?
It's got a picture of a dog with
a fire hat on.
Reminds us to pet fire safety day reminds us to consider our pets when planning fire routes and safety in our homes. Our pets are as much of a part of the family as any other member. The day stresses the importance of protecting them. See, taking preventable measures now can help save your home and your pet.
There you go.
Many times our pets can cause a fire if we don't take proper precautions. I bet your pet, you know, you better watch the Kraken dog. Okay, one more and we'll get through this.
Okay, one more.
National Give Something Away Day, okay?
All right.
Many of us have a benefit of having more than we need to live. National Giving Away Something Day offers us an opportunity to share some of our bounties. A bounty.
That's what we call it.
Giving roses.
What are we, pirates?
Let's get the bounty and the treasure and give them away. You can give them away to, you know, human services, giving to foundations, health. You know, it's all a good thing. All right. That's it for the National Day calendar. Let's just put that in the file and forget about it. Coming up, we're going to go back in history. Going to open up the history
books.
That's
always a good part.
All right. We're just getting started on the John and Gordy Show for a Monday morning here at 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Mm-hmm. The John and Gordy Family Show. Both of us heard this song riding into the station this morning.
That's right.
And reminded us how great the Monkees were.
Well, they were very popular. I don't think they...
Wait a minute. Are you one of those people, this is a fabricated group. We don't like them.
Yeah, it is. It's a fabricated
group. See, there you
group.
Go. I knew it.
Now,
I recognize that.
I was a fan until yes. I mean, they were very popular. They had the TV show. It was funny TV show.
It was a good show.
The TV show was, I think, better than the music that they did. But
no.
but they didn't really do the music. They sang, but they were, you know, none of them were really very great musicians.
About the very first album. You're talking about the very
First three albums.
No.
Yeah. They had studio musicians.
Torque played guitar. Michael Nesmith was already a songwriter.
Yes. Yeah.
So
he was a songwriter.
Yeah, that means he could play the music for the songs he wrote.
Okay, that guitar that you heard there was not Michael
Nesmith.
It wasn't anybody in the band.
They had studio musicians for some of this stuff. All right. What the hell? So what?
Listen, I liked the songs. I liked the music.
What do you think happened?
But they didn't play it.
What do you
Beach
think?
Boys had a lot of studio musicians,
they did.
Too.
Yeah, you're going to criticize them?
I do criticize them.
Really?
No,
so you're going to criticize all the groups that Robert Plant was a guest on, right?
That's right. I do. Yeah. No. The studio musicians do a great job. But the Monkees were a manufactured band. They weren't like guys. Yes. They didn't. They, yes. None of them knew each other.
Yes, they were.
They never knew. They were put together by TV executives. Okay.
No one's denying it, but they turned out to be a very, very talented band and played their own instruments. They learned how to play their own instruments. My goodness. Look
sorry.
At
you.
Are you tapping?
He's playing his coffee
mug. Are you tapping
mug.
To try and get John to shut up?
Yeah, that's it. I'm tapping because I need to make this announcement right now. The John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So we're going to get back into the debate about the monkeys?
Listen, they were very popular. They made millions of dollars for themselves. I think they were great for the time they were in. And I was a little kid. I went right along with everybody else.
Yes.
I thought they were great at the time.
Screen gems.
They're still got. Yeah. They still have great songs. Mm-hmm. They were good vocalists.
Yes.
Really mediocre musicians, except for Mike Nesmith.
No.
And Peter Tork.
All right.
The other
and
two.
And who else?
And
Michael, oh, yeah.
Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz couldn't play drums worth a damn, right?
He
Is
could?
That right?
He really couldn't.
No, he could.
No, he couldn't. He's not that good. Not that good. In fact, I think Davy Jones actually played drums better than Michael or Mickey Dolenz. But he was the front man, so...
Here's
are we going to debate the monkeys all morning? Really? Is that what it's come to?
Here's what it comes down to, really.
Okay.
Is the respect that they're getting today shows what kind of contribution they made to the music industry then.
Okay. Hey, you know, that's good. I'll go with that. Sure.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And Mickey Dolenz, I think he was very talented.
The surviving member of the group.
They were all talented. It's just that they weren't that great as musicians. In my mind, they were great vocalists.
Yes.
They turned out to be a pretty good band, but they used studio musicians also when they toured.
All right, Segovia, yeah, you're really a good musician yourself.
Okay.
Actually,
why
you
did we go
actually,
down?
Actually, you are.
Oh well. Hey, let's open the history books, huh? While we still have a chance. What?
No, this is fine.
You want to keep going?
No.
Monkey swing? No,
I'm done. I made my point.
Okay.
You know, historically, people respect them.
Okay.
Right, let's open the history book.
Time to open the books finally. Are you two done fighting?
Yeah.
Were we
Mom
fighting?
And Dad, are you still fighting?
I think we were just discussing.
When you open the history book, could you go past the monkey part?
I like their songs. I like their hits. That's all. I'll leave it right there. The fact that they didn't have much to do with them. Except sing on them.
You're not going to recover from this.
Okay.
You know, you're wrong.
As a Gen Zer who was born long after the monkeys were a thing.
What did you think?
I think they sound good.
Yeah, see,
I didn't grow up with the TV show or like know about their cultural significance or anything, but I think their music is good.
Yeah. There you go, see.
Have you watched any of their TV shows?
I haven't. I mean, I've seen like the intro.
Oh,
like
you got to watch what
intro segment. But
their TV shows were much better than the band.
I wouldn't sit there and tout the idea that their shows were any good.
They were funny. They were kind of funny.
Well, kind of.
It probably wasn't a lot else on TV back then.
That's true too. But
they tried to be like the Beatle movies,
right?
They kind of,
they were in that place and time where they were kind of creating music videos. They just didn't know that yet. They'd take their hit songs and then they would, you know, run around and act crazy and go surfing and they'd take all those
shots.
That's
true. Okay. And then roll down the hill,
make faces at each other, and
it was highbrow stuff.
Okay, let's move on. Okay.
Time to open the books finally.
Let's do
Please.
It.
Yes. Anything. Save us, Sam.
All right, there we go.
Tell us what happened on this day in history.
Today in 1903, Ford Motor Company takes its first order.
Okay.
Yeah, way back
1903.
When. Yeah, a two-cylinder little car with like a tiller steering wheel. It was a goofy looking thing.
Was it a battery operated car?
It was not.
Really?
Yeah. They did have electric cars back then.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know, my kid came back from elementary school.
Yeah.
And he had a project, and his project was to illustrate the history of the electric car back then.
Yeah.
And that was an education for me because I had no idea it existed at all.
Yeah.
And
I think at one point,
the little kid's telling me about the electric vehicle. They were the first cars.
Right. And, you know, think of how different things would have been if they had stuck with that idea and figured that out. But they couldn't.
But the petroleum industry convinced them otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. Influence back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see. What else?
Well, you learn from your kids. That was my point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very true. Right. Today in 1959, United Steelworkers, they begin a 116-day strike that leads to the U.S. importing like significant amounts of steel for the very first time.
Mm, yeah, 59.
Kind of crippled the steel industry in the U.S. for quite a while.
For a long time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Today in 1988, I need to know if you guys think this is a Christmas movie or not. Today in 1988, Die Hard premieres.
A Christmas movie?
Yeah.
It is a Christmas movie.
How is that a Christmas movie?
No, it's a Christmas movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think it's a Christmas movie.
With Bruce Willis? Yeah. Bruce Willis.
About
the same Die Hard?
It takes place during Christmas time. Usually I only watch it during Christmas time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Christmas movie. It takes place during Christmas.
Okay.
And that's the funny thing about it. I mean, people joke about it being a Christmas movie. And the other thing, too, is the ornaments. They sold these ornaments for a while. You can't really find them anyplace. But it was like a rectangular box ornament that mm-hmm. showed Bruce Willis in the ventilator shaft with his lighter on.
Oh,
do you remember
okay.
that?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And it was an ornament for a Christmas tree.
Huh.
Interesting.
Very funny stuff.
One other thing I want to get to really quick. Today in 2006, Twitter launches, and look where it is today.
Trying to charge us for
everything. Oh, you know, Elon is asking everybody to vote whether they should go back to Twitter or keep it as X.
Oh, really? Huh?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, now he's...
Yeah, he's
let the voice of the people speak.
Okay. Yep. All right. We'll have more of the John and Gordy Show coming up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Smiling Eddie's Auto Repair Shop. If your car is having engine trouble, bring it on down to Smiling Eddie's, where this week only you'll save 20% on a free estimate.
Hey, here we are again.
Yeah, Mad Radio WMDX. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
Something wrong with your voice? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you asleep?
I just woke up. I just woke up.
You have the birthday hangover.
So what were we talking about?
We were talking about what a beautiful day it's going to be today.
It is.
Look at that sunshine, and it's going to heat up into the mid-80s, and then we're going to get showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be crazy again. More rain.
Somebody moved something in front of our street cam.
What happened? What's going on?
I don't know.
Over
there's
there?
Like a big box in the way or
no,
something.
No, it's a piece of styrofoam. Let me
no.
Hang on a second. Let me get that.
That's outrageous.
Talk a little bit, John.
That's just talk. Okay. Last week, we had a contest and we asked somebody to apply for that contest, to sign up for that contest by texting the person they least like.
Yeah,
we did that
Friday.
The
winner was determined by it was something about text in which of the two hosts is your least favorite,
John or Gordy.
Right.
And I won hands down.
You won hands down, finally.
And John, who helped me win.
Yeah. His name is John.
His name is John. Yeah. And he says, I like him. That's one separate text. And then he goes back and he comes back and he says, John's great, but you made me choose.
Thank you for that comment.
So
I think that's a great comment.
That's it. Yeah. It sums it up, doesn't it?
I guess so. All right. Well,
I'm in irritation. I know that.
What?
You know, I
well, listen. No, I mean you know.
I'm a curmudgeon.
You're
a
curmudgeon. That's your website is democurmudgeon.
Yeah.
Dot.
I nailed it.
Dot,
you know,
blogspot.com.
I'm openly a curmudgeon. That's it.
You admit it. You've always been that way. You've always been kind of grumpy.
I have
like
been.
Like a grumpy old. Now you're a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Thanks to your birthdays.
When we were out at MAD, it was a different story, wasn't it? I was a happy old grumpy guy.
Happy old grumpy guy. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you have every right to be whatever you want to be. Demo curmudgeon, if that's what you want to hang your hat on. You know, you've done that for 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Check it out. Yeah. I haven't really put too much out there. I started with the best intentions, and that is to put all of our show prep for each day
right
into that blog. Well, so you knew what was coming up. And that didn't maintain in any way, shape, or form. So,
but you still put some stuff on there occasionally.
I will try that, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Shall we move on?
Yes.
I think we should. By the way, Rocker left us a little prize here over the weekend.
Definitely.
You know, he's been here all weekend with his Max Inc. show on Saturdays. And
he left us Lining Kugels. Yeah. Summer Shandy.
Yeah, a
six pack of that.
Yeah, and a CD.
I think they drank two of the six pack.
There's only four beers.
Yeah, there's four.
What does the note say?
The note says...
For the family
show? For the family show.
Is there anything else on that? No. Okay.
I think they just pulled that out of the recycle bin.
Okay.
But there's a CD in here.
Oh, and there's a
and the solution is still alive.
Okay.
Speaking of prizes, Gordy, didn't you told us you won some grand prize?
Oh yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
At the
so I went to
walk.
The art fair. You know, on and off the square. You know, I'm walking around there and seeing all this beautiful artwork, just fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
And I stopped at the WKOW booth. You know,
because they're known for their artwork.
No, they had a spinning wheel. You know, we've been doing the spinning wheel.
You love the gambling spinning
wheel.
Anytime
wheels. I see a spinning wheel, man, I'm in. I love to spin the wheel. So I stood in line there for a few minutes, and I didn't tell there was their new weather guy Cam. I don't know what his last name is, but he's good. He's really good.
Yeah,
and he's there, and then some other guys there. You know, probably somebody from their production staff that was forced to work for the weekends or whatever. So I spin. You know, they have prizes on their spinning wheel. They're prizes, a tote bag,
you couldn't
a T-shirt.
Resist. You could you not know, resist
this, that, and the other. I spin the big wheel. It's going round and round. Yeah. I won. A little tube of chapstick.
Oh, okay.
With their logo on
You've
it.
You've always wanted
I always wanted a tube of chapstick with somebody else's logo on it other than chapstick.
It's going to be a family heirloom now.
It's wonderful. It was wonderful.
Can we all use it today?
Well, I don't know. I took it home and I put it on my dresser, shoot. And I don't know where it is now.
Do you remember the chapstick bit on Saturday Night Live?
No. No. Yeah. Tell me.
Oh, it was like they... Like the guy would pick it up off the ground and start using it.
Oh, God.
And then people around would ask to use it, too.
Oh,
And it was just one of those gross type of bits that just...
that they love to do once in a while.
They just love to do every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was thrilled that I won something, you know?
Well, too much chapstick.
I was going for the tote bag. I was hoping because it was a nice tote bag. And,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, but you only get a spin once, so.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's small enough not to clutter your house.
I'm going to keep that for a long time.
So it has WKOW on it?
It does.
All right.
And by the way, I didn't tell Cam that I was a weather guy in a previous, you know, but I just said, hey, you're doing a great job, you know. And I thought about maybe having a conversation with him, but there were other people in line and they wanted to see what they would win.
Right.
Know, so I moved on.
That's pretty good.
That's my
nice
story.
Of you not to brag about being in the weather business for so long.
They don't want to hear it. I remember what it's like to be young and, you know, in the weather business. And then some older guy would come up and, I used to do weather back in the old days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, great to meet you.
I know.
Move on.
You hate those people.
Okay.
A little background information on Gordy. You know, you should have talked to Cam about using the
weather,
the kilowatt.
What?
The predictions for kilowatts.
The kilowatts.
Oh, using, like predicting solar power generation.
The solar report or whatever
that's
called.
Yeah, the solar report.
Yes. I wonder if they're going to start
doing that. For communities that use solar energy.
I'll have to see if I can reach out to them. Maybe I'll send them an email and talk about the solar report.
You're that good of friends now. Wow.
I'll say, hey, remember me? I was the guy that won the chapstick and was all excited about it. Let's see if I could strike up a conversation with
That was a three-year-old. container of chapstick that they couldn't get rid of.
Okay. Right. Sam, talk.
You guys good in there?
No.
Need a little more air?
I don't know. I wish we could open the window. I'd jump right out of it. Oh, man. Okay.
I don't know anymore.
Where are we? What are we doing?
Okay.
Oh, are we on the air still? Okay.
I think we do have a few pre-prepared things here.
You know, just thinking of though, you know, at the 27 marketing meeting, let's have t-shirts, let's have tote bags, let's have, you know, and I got a great idea. Let's do some chapsticks because people always could use them. really, we'll put our logo on it. People will keep it forever.
Why don't we copy them? Why don't we have Civic Media chapstick?
You know, that's a wonderful idea,
it's
Sam.
It's like a consolation prize.
I'll bring that up at the next marketing meeting.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you know how we have on this program, we've talked from time to time about Project 2025 and Agenda 47. Yeah, and 47 refers to Trump if he's elected again.
Right.
And they have all this stuff and they interact. I mean, they're basically the same thing, which is crazy when you think about it. But Agenda 47 is a narration by Trump himself about what he wants to do. And that's what's so unique about it. And again, it's a mirror image of Project 2025. But get this. Stephen Miller, who is still with Trump, he's aiming to distance himself from that organization.
Wait,
he doesn't want to be a part of it. His organization is America First Legal, okay?
This is Stephen Miller's
organization. Stephen Miller, the crazy guy, the propagandist, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to distance himself from Project 2025.
What in the world's going on?
Even though they have Agenda 47.
They always have to have a number in these things. Yes, why is that?
Well, I don't know.
It makes it more popular?
It makes it seem like they're good at numbers, I guess.
Okay.
Which they're not. But the Milwaukee Convention's vote on the very first Republican platform since 2016 is sponsored by the Heritage Foundation, the authors of Project 2025.
Well, wait a minute.
The convention is sponsored by them.
Okay.
So distance himself as he will, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on to him.
Well, we're going to have all kinds of civic media coverage. I know our folks are over there already.
We got Todd Elba joining us a little after, I think we're going to talk to Brittany.
20, I think, yeah.
When's Todd?
Brittany Malone for the weather, and then Todd will join us and give us a scoop on what's coming up today at the RNC convention in Milwaukee.
Exactly, yeah. And they're getting underway.
It's going to be a big event.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, the discussion will be around the assassination attempt over the weekend. And the media is kind of like hands off for today, at least. We'll see.
You know,
Morning Joe has been preempted.
And also
the Daily Show decided not to be there because all the answers, you know, the man on the street interviews that they normally have, all the answers are going to pertain to obviously the attempt to shoot Trump. So all of that is kind of getting in the way now of you know, the fun part coverage of the convention.
And there's just some, you know, extra security concerns and that kind of thing, although they say they really didn't have to change many of the plans. They already had a lot of security in place.
Well, Milwaukee's like that, They've got every police force in the state coming down to help out.
Right. So we'll be checking in with Todd Alba a little bit later on, get the preview of what's happening this week in Milwaukee.
Yes, we'll see if you know, Todd, what he has for breakfast and how he's preparing for the onslaught of MAGAs downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll have that a little bit later on. Sam, did you have something to say?
I was going to say, I noticed you doing a double take when you were looking at the text line earlier.
I don't understand that comment.
Neither do I, but somebody says Gordy is a hamster at heart.
I'm a hamster.
I wonder if it's like the sound of how you were laughing or something.
I think it has something to do with the spinning wheel thing.
Oh, maybe
that's
it.
That's the comment. Okay, I'm a hamster.
Yeah. The big thing we're going to ask Todd about is the plans in Milwaukee around the RNC called the Great Milwaukee Block Party.
What is that now? They're having a block party?
This is a counter program into the RNC convention down there.
No kidding.
Yeah. This is a grassroots effort for counter programming and protest and celebration of their wonderful city, which isn't so horrible after all. Being from Milwaukee myself, it was a horrible comment. But anyway, they're going to counter program with the Great Milwaukee Block Party in Milwaukee. I think that's just one of the fantastic ideas. They're very creative there.
They are.
Very cynical. It's the Midwest sense of humor. It is.
That's what it is. And I understand the protests are going to continue. I saw a news item this morning that they've got that all organized, and they're going to go ahead with the protests. So,
look, you know, just,
that's part of the democratic process.
Well, the shooting over the weekend is certainly a major event and certainly news. But at the same time, it doesn't change anything about what they plan to do, Project 2025 or Agenda 47 or any of the comments that they've made about this. And they're using it, of course, as a fundraiser now. I've seen a whole bunch of fundraising ads from Trump. So they're really picking up on this. You know, Trump posed, of course. For pictures after the event happened, right? I mean, like seconds after, he pops up out of the agents that are covering him up to fist up in the air and, you know, fight on, whatever. And, you know, I don't know. Does that promote civil unrest?
I think that was all in the moment, and he was probably in shock, I'm sure, just like everybody was that was watching it.
No, he saw an opportunity, another photo op, right, at the very last second.
I don't know about that. All right, 6:49, and highs today in the mid-80s, coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for a Monday. Were the days, Mary Hopkin.
Yeah,
92.7 WMDX Mad Radio, John and Gordy. Yeah, what are we? Why are we going with those? Those were the days.
We want to go back into the past, or at least Glenn Grothman wants to go back into the past. He's a representative now in Congress. Hard to believe that the people in that area wanted him to go to Congress. Maybe they just wanted him out of town for a while. But Glenn suggested, without mentioning Project 2025, that the vehicle Republicans plan on using to reach Grothman's desired goal of going back to the 60s is this. And let's play this cut right now. This is Glenn. Cut 64.
All right. We now have TANF program, which gives cash benefits to people.
Just kidding. I hit 63.
Okay. So let's try 64. Let's go.
Okay.
We got that coming up next.
We have it.
Want the government, therefore, to take up an even greater role in their children's life, be it daycare, be it preschool, be it after-school programs, whatever. They clearly want the children raised by the government. So I hope the press corps picks up on this, and I hope Republican and Democrat leadership put together some sort of plan for January in which we work our way back to where America was in the 1960s.
Good heavens. He had to think about what decade there.
Yeah, he wasn't quite sure which one he'll want to pick. Yeah, he wants to go back to the 60s where we were plagued by racial segregation, discrimination, inequality, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and it were protests, resistance to the draft, pollution, civil unrest, political assassinations, you know, stuff like that. Let's go back to the 60s. It's always a better time.
What
is wrong with him?
What's the context of this? I mean, what brought this up? He just wants to.
Well, this is part of, you know, his contribution to the Congress.
Oh.
So when he's asked to speak, he gets up there and these are the things he says.
He wants to go back, you know, 60 years.
He's got to get a time tunnel is what he needs.
Pretty much so. I mean, let's get to the other part here. Okay. Glenn loves to play up the myth of the working hard and getting ahead cliche that Republicans love to say so much. To vilify low-income people, basically, in society, who have either had a health event or lost a job, or they're just basically lazy and a drain on society. Uh-huh. So let's hear cut 63 this time here.
We now have TANF program, which gives cash benefits to people. Indeed, there are over 70 government programs in which your benefits are based on percent of poverty, which is to say you get benefits if you are not working hard and if you are not married to a spouse who is working hard, because as soon as you have one person who's working kind of hard, mm-hmm. they're going to make enough money, they're not eligible for all these programs. So when you consider the powerful forces who wanted to get rid of the family, perhaps this is not a coincidence.
Pretty much insane. So has anyone not worked hard at a minimum wage job?
Mm.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
It's the dirtiest job you could possibly imagine in some ways. Same goes for stay-at-home parents. I guess they're not working hard enough. Mm. Doesn't society itself push you to work hard to provide housing and food for yourself? Of course it does.
Yeah.
How about human nature itself? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody wants to do something,
yeah.
be something. They have a motivational drive within them, the want to be a success or do something that they love to do for the rest of their life. That's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
People don't normally want to just lay around and do nothing all day. It's not part of human nature. Grothman thinks Republicans being the forced labor party is the best way to go. Kind of a punishment thing.
Mm.
I love the emoji with the coffee pot pouring into a cup.
Okay.
What? These visuals
shiny
are
object?
Just a distraction.
Why are
from
you
it. By the way, I want to bring up a little something on the previous cut where we're talking, you know, about going back to the 60s, right?
Okay.
That's an interesting thing about going back to the 60s and reliving some of those events back there. But, you know, no one wants to go back in time. No one wants to trip back to the 60s again. I mean, here we are in the 21st century.
Right. 2024. Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous to reminisce.
You can't go back in time. No.
But why would anybody want to go back in time?
I think people remember the nostalgia. They remember the good times. They don't remember the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they think about all that. Oh, it was just so great back then. But,
anyone alive today who was also alive in the 60s was a kid, most likely,
yes.
during the 60s.
True.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you remember the good stuff.
You do, kind of. But, you know, being in school wasn't the greatest time I ever had in my life either.
Hmm.
But another point, too, is that he complained that, well, you know, people don't want their kids raised by the government, right? Hmm. They don't want them raised in schools, the government taking care of their kids. But I remember, and it wasn't too far back, if you can correct me on this.
Okay, what?
We had the COVID pandemic. Was that too far
back? A few years ago.
That was last week for me.
It was last week for you.
Yeah.
So here we had a lot of people, all the megas,
right.
were complaining that their kids were at home and not in schools, being taken care of, babysitting by the government. Mm. So Grothman says, no, the American public doesn't want the government taking care of their children. Well, I remember something completely opposite during the COVID pandemic. A lot of parents didn't want their kids at home, and they wanted the babysitter, the government, public schools to take care
of
their
kids.
Open. Yeah. That's what I remember.
I recall something about that.
Yes.
Too. Yes.
Yeah,
isn't that
interesting?
Like that was the way it was.
So, yeah. Okay.
Funny how that is.
Yeah, well, yeah, they like to forget the convenient things that disprove everything they're talking about.
Yeah.
And finally, he said, so when you consider the powerful forces who want to get rid of the family, perhaps this is not a coincidence. And I thought, who wants to get rid of the family? What party is sitting out there saying they want to get rid of the family?
No, no party I know of, no.
In an interview littered with racist, misogynist, and xenophobic remarks, he did say this. He blamed the federal government for bribing low-income women with welfare to prevent them from getting married.
This is all Glenn Grothman.
That's Glenn Grothman.
That's him. And nothing's changed.
No.
Let's go back
in
time.
He's living in the 60s.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to Todd Alba, checking in from Milwaukee, and also Brittany Merlot on The John and Gordy Show.